I used to find myself contemplating the lives of Scipio, Cato, Laelius, and most of all my grandfather. Such are the powers of conjuration retained by these old places.
What you are saying is true, Piso, said Quintus. While on the way over here, I myself was able to make out that place called Colonus, whose famous resident Sophocles appeared in my mind's eye. You know how much I admire and cherish his legacy. I was struck by an even more profound vision of Oedipus. He was walking right here, and asked us in his so smooth verses, What are these places? Even if it was just a daydream, the image still made a strong impression on me.
Pomponius then added,
I myself, a man you like to scold as an admirer of Epicurus, spent a good deal of time with Phaedrus, someone very dear to me, as you know, in Epicurus's gardens. We walked past the site just now, but as the old saying reminds us, heed the living. Yet even if I wanted to, I couldn't forget Epicurus. My fellow Epicureans reproduce his image not only on portrait keepsakes, but also on cups and rings.